everyone. We're here with Sonny Reinhart from Necrot. If you don't know them, you're missing out. Sonny, thank you. I greatly appreciate you taking time out of your day to come and chat with me a bit.
My pleasure.
So I stumbled upon you guys 2017 when you were on tour with the Black Dahlia Murder.
Oh, killer.
It was a killer show. I was there with a good buddy of mine, and both of us were just like, holy shit, what's that?
And on what city was that?
Louisville.
Oh, cool. Yeah, so I was just talking to someone about that show recently.
Yeah.
And that place is not really happening anymore, right?
Correct.
Was it like a sports bar? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, yeah, I remember partying with Suffocation pretty hard that night. It was a good time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a cool venue because it was so small, and it was, you know, it seemed like it was really accessible to the bands and what have you. Especially, you know, you go out to the bar before you come into the show, and most of the time the bands were in the bar having a drink or two, getting ready.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, that was a good time.
Yeah, for sure. So you guys just had Lifeless Birth come out. It looks like it's doing fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, it's been really cool. Like, you know, hitting some of the Billboard chart stuff and a lot of really good feedback. You know, obviously the Decibel cover didn't hurt a bit, and we're very appreciative to Albert and everybody over there for helping us out so much. And you know, I think we came out with a really strong album. And I think it's probably my favorite of the three, at least right at the moment. You know, we're all super proud of how it turned out, and it's pretty crazy that people like it so much. It's cool, you know. I'm thrilled that it's doing well, and it's gonna be interesting to see how that affects our tour coming up. So hopefully people come out and have a good time with us, you know.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, since I've ran into you guys, or since, you know, I stumbled upon you or whatever, your fan base has really grown quite a bit. And I'm sure part of it's because the tunes are super solid, and they're just like really straightforward, fucking good death metal, which I feel like we don't have too much of now. You know, there's Black and Death and a little of this and a little of that. Everyone's trying to mix everything, which I still like, but there's not a lot of just straightforward death like you guys put out, you know?
Yeah, I kind of feel like I sort of feel like this album was definitely more about the songs than, like, you know, like Lucas he came out with some really great songs. He's kind of the primary songwriter. And you know, I know what you mean. It's like, it's straightforward sounding, but the real ones know that there's a lot more going on under the hood as far as what's going on with a lot of the odd tempos and meters and stuff like that. But it's clever because it's still, it goes some places that sounds natural, yet it's extremely awkward to play for me sometimes, you know what I mean? I know his style, so, but it was a really good challenge to kind of keep things brutal and melodic at the same time to sort of achieve that, you know. And yeah, we're definitely not like trying to throw in a million type of genres in there. We're just trying to do what we do best, you know.
Yeah. So for you, are there any standout tracks for you on the album?
Well, I really like, you know, Superior came out really good. I really like Winds of Hell a lot. I think there's a lot of different kinds of cool dynamics in that. There's like, a part where it opens up into some space with a lot of dive bombs and a cool solo. I like all the tempo changes. It's also the first album, Necrot album, where I really started using whammy bar a lot. So it's gonna be fun. You'll fans will see that more on this tour. I think Drill the Skull is pretty stand out for most people just because it's really different. It's a lot more mid-tempo and groovy, but yet it has some pretty fast stuff in it towards the end. So one of my favorite solos to play is in the title track, Lifeless Birth. I'm pretty happy with that, the way that came out too.
Right on.
Yeah.
I've so superior for me. Just it really stands out and grabs me. And of course, Winds of Hell also is a fantastic song. But I, as a, just as a whole piece of art, I think it's a stupid a stupid super solid, it's super solid
Super
words. Yeah,
salad.
it's a super salad, please. I'll take the salad. The one thing that I like about the band is everything you guys put out is awesome. It doesn't seem there's no part of it to me that seems phoned in or half-assed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like all the parts are put together very well, and we also had a lot of time to work on this one. Not necessarily as a band, like rehearsing it a bunch, but just separately, we were able to take a lot of time to, like, for me, I had a lot of time to develop the solos a lot more than Mortal. So like Blood Offerings, we were all still living in the same city, so we could, we were practicing a lot more, and finding that sound. But the way that Lifeless Birth took place was, we all kind of still learned it remotely, but we had more time to do it, and I think that was a really great advantage for us this time to have. And as far as creating something quality and not just, trying to throw something together or whatever, like everything feels like it was, is where it's supposed to be,
Yeah.
like what you're saying.
Yeah, I think a lot of bands are they put out an album or they put out album number two and they start feeling a little pressure and a little rushed and they're like, okay, we've got to hurry up and do this. And it doesn't matter how big of a fan I am of the band, I don't ever want a half-assed piece of work, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like I think for you guys between Mortal and this, there was what, 3, 4 years between the releases, right?
Yeah, something like that. And then, I think too, and we've discussed this before, it's like having that the whole pandemic in the middle of those two albums. We had a lot of pretty hard things happened for all of us, but at the same time, as far as having the time to develop musically for Lifeless Birth, ended up being an advantage as well, but I think if we had been able to tour on Mortal as much as we're probably going to tour on Lifeless Birth, it might have felt a little more rushed, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes in the future for another one, but I'm really happy with the way Lifeless Birth turned out.
Yeah, so am I. I think it's a, again, it's a fantastic piece of work. And I've, like today I've probably listened to it 4 or 5 times alone. So,
Excellent.
it's nice to have that, it's to me the riffs. I feel like 5, 10 years down the road, I'm gonna come back and listen and go, oh man, I forgot that part. That's so fucking awesome. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. And then, like, I kind of have a similar experience sometimes where I'll be like, I'll have to like not listen to the record we just did for a while. And then when I come back to it later, I'm like, oh, that's cool. I forgot about that whole little spot right there,
Yeah.
But like right now, like it's as soon as I get home, I'm still gonna be playing through all the songs as much as possible and trying to get all those little details for you guys live,
Hell yeah.
So yeah,
Well, and
that's it's
that's,
ex
I think that's another, another aspect of the band that really helps, has really helped your popularity. And I would anticipate it just right growing exponentially, is the live show. It's, I don't know, I've probably seen you two, three times at this point, and it's, every time I'm like, damn, they're fucking good,
Cool. Yeah, we're real definitely excited to play new material on the road too, So, we only got to do one of those songs on the last tour with Municipal Waste, and I think it was probably pretty bold to play a new song first every night, but by the end of the tour, we're like, all right, this is feeling like we're gonna do good on this tour coming up, so.
Yeah, well,
It'll be cool.
it's not like you only went out there and played new material, though, you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and we didn't really get to tour on Mortal that much. Like we did one tour with Mortiferum and Deathgrave for about 2 weeks through the Southwest and West Coast. And that was pretty much it, besides a few some one-offs here and there. So, we're going to have some of that sprinkled in there as well.
Right on.
Yeah.
So, over the next year, what do you hope like happens for the band and touring on Lifeless Birth?
Well, after the Lifeless Birth tour, we're going straight to Europe and we're doing a month over there. And then we've kind of got some stuff in the works for the fall. We'll see what happens, but we've got a lot of touring just with those tours coming up. Yeah, but we're excited to see what opportunities come from this whole album cycle in general, it's an exciting time for Necrod.
Yeah.
Busy.
Yeah. Well, you guys are nonstop though, like I feel like you're always hitting the road and going and doing something,
Yeah, we like to stay busy, and then, obviously me and Chad both have other bands. So we stay busy with too, so.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
So you guys did the Municipal Waste tour. You met one of my buddies, Murphy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Murphy's great, man. He was a really cool dude.
Yeah. I just saw him last week, the week before. Probably like 2 weeks ago. His band played a
Yeah.
couple of shows and I went out to see.
Oh, killer. Yeah, he's out with High on Fire now. And it's
Yeah.
cool because High on Fire, he told me High on Fire is like his favorite band. And he gets to tour with them. And so,
Yeah.
yeah, he was a really awesome guy.
He
The
is.
whole tour was one of the most fun tours we've ever done.
Right on.
Yeah.
Well, and then on your way, I guess on your way home, you guys stopped in Louisville and ate at Breakfast AF, I think.
Right. Trying to think of which place that was that we went to. Right, that sounds right. Oh, yes, we did. Yeah. Actually, yeah.
Yeah, my buddy Reagan, like while you guys were there, texted
Yeah.
me. He's like, dude, Necrot's in Breakfast AF. And I was like, they're eating breakfast as fuck. What are you talking about, dude? He's like, no, they're in the restaurant. I'm like,
Yeah,
oh.
he was super cool. Yeah,
Yeah.
Reagan, he was like, he seemed like a kind of like a super chill like guy from the Louisville hardcore scene, and we talked about some mutual characters we knew and stuff, and he seemed real cool.
Yeah, he's a good dude. He's he's got a label, Third House Communications,
Oh,
and
cool.
it's like Louisville based, because he's real big on our local community. And it's so funny. It took him a minute. Someone's like, "Oh, dude, THC," and he goes, "Oh yeah, that's what the initials are. Holy shit, man!"
How funny. Yeah, we walked in, and there was somebody's jacket hanging up on a chair that had like a big Neurosis patch on it. And I was like, I went up and I was like, is that one of y'all's Neurosis jacket? And he's like, yeah. And then we just kind of hit it off, starting to talk from there. But yeah, he was super cool, and the food was great. It was
Yeah.
good.
Yeah, good food. They've got another one opening up called, I think, Baked on Goss, which is just like a dessert place.
Oh, nice.
That should be good. So you're on the road. When do you guys leave? You guys leave like beginning of next month, or is it the end of this
June
month?
5th is the first date in Berkeley, in our home area there. And
Okay.
that's where we're kicking it off. And that's going to be kind of like our record release, official record release party as well.
Right on.
I mean, you know, even though the record's out, we didn't actually get to have like a cool party for it yet. So that's going to be it.
Well, how is the like scene out there?
Oh, it's awesome, man. I mean, we got some really great bands. There's some cool venues to play. There's starting to be some more underground spots. We've got quite a variety of like bigger size venues, and then some cool smaller size venues. But we kind of don't really have a good mid-size cap venue in the East Bay at the moment. So we're trying this new place out called the Cornerstone. It's been there for a while, but we played there once. Gosh, probably 2018 with DRI. And I thought it was a great show. So I'm looking forward to giving it another go. You know, it's also like maybe a mile and a half from my house, so that's kind of cool
That's
too.
super nice. Yeah.
I'm biased.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's close to the house. Great venue. We're doing that one.
We're doing that one. Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, that's one thing I like about Louisville, is like there's nothing in the city is far away from anything else. You know, it's all super, super close. It's just this biggest small town I've ever lived in.
Right.
Out of all your years of touring, is there a venue that really stands out as like, man, I really liked playing that place, and I can't wait to get back there?
Favorite venue. Well, let's see. I liked the Earl in Atlanta. It was great for Necrot. We had a really great show in Athens. There was a lot of great venues on this Brain Squeeze tour that we would normally play, because it was just like a bit bigger than what we would normally do unless we were out with someone like that, you know.
Yeah.
There's a great venue in San Francisco that we all love. We haven't got to actually play there yet, but we're hoping to one of these days, called Great American Music Hall. And that's a beautiful venue. It sounds good. It looks Yeah, you know, we always have really good shows in LA and New York. Gosh, yeah. When we played Northwest Terror Fest in Seattle at Numos, they always treat us really good in there. Northwest is always great to us.
Is Numos the
Yeah.
basement place?
They have a basement there, yeah, and they have a big room upstairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went to, I was out there in 2016, and we saw Inter Arma. there.
Oh, great band.
I was so trashed. I don't know. So we went out for my honeymoon, me and my wife, and we left the hotel like 9 in the morning and bar hopped our whole way there.
Oh man.
Oh yeah, I was.
That would be a good band to see trash though, because you know they kind of take you to another place anyway.
Yeah, they are a fucking fantastic band. I just wish I remember that set. Like, damn it.
Well, they just came out with a new album too, so perhaps you'll get another chance to see them soon.
Yeah, I hope so. There's another venue here, Zanzibar, that's probably like 300 capacity. So like Zanzibar and Portal are like 300 and 350. And both of them are just fantastic places to see a show.
Yeah, I've played Zanzibar with a previous band years ago.
Yeah. How long ago?
Probably like 2013 or something.
Okay.
Something like that.
So since then they've redone it and the back is bigger and a little more open now.
I remember because blew up my amp. Oh, cool. Very cool. Yeah.
Shit.
I just remember the show because I blew my amp up there.
You're like, fuck.
Yeah.
That's not fun. So walk us through your setup, your stage setup.
Oh, like my guitar setup?
Yeah.
All right. Well, usually I'm using my main amp has been for a long time a 1979 Marshall JMP, which is pretty heavily modified at this point in some ways. And also the amp I blew up at Zanzibar. I blew the transformer somehow. And I usually run two heads. I have a couple different JCM 800s that I'm using. The typical Necrot setup is usually the JMP and a 50-watt 800, which I run stereo. And then I've got my main guitar is a 1984 Ibanez Destroyer. And I'm using the EMG pickups. Currently, I really like the Headset pickups. I just got endorsed by them. So, and then I have a buddy in Kansas City who's done some really great pedals and stuff for me, and a bunch of our friends. His name's Michael Klein. He does Klein Audio. So I've got a Klein Audio Boost and a solo pedal called The Lonely Ghost, which is gaining some popularity. And that just runs through the effects loop, and then I split the signal, you know, boom. Nothing too crazy. I don't currently use any kind of amp modeling or anything. It's just straightforward old school type stuff, you know?
Yeah, which really lends itself to your sound.
Yeah, so I think as a three piece, we kind of evolved in trying to have a bigger sound for three people. And I think that's part of that is also how we play. So, but having the two amps definitely helps.
For
me. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. That's a, I like that your setup is, I'm going to say vintage, right? Like 79 and 84. Those are.
Yeah. I think that the 800 is maybe an 83 or an 85. I'm going to say it's some one of those odd numbers, but yeah.
Yeah. They don't make them like that anymore.
Yeah. I'm, you know, trying to keep them running best I can.
Yeah.
You know, but we're still going.
Yeah. How hard is it to find parts for them?
It's not too bad.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not like an old car.
you know, those are super sought after amps. Like, you know, there's still you can still get everything, and you know, you can still buy tubes, all of that stuff. So, and I got some great people on my side to help me with repairing and anything I need, really. So yeah, I'll keep with those for now.
Rock and roll. So Murphy just had, they played a festival, Legalized Lex, on the 20th, and the other guitar player, Jake, they're like, they set up, they sound check, everything's good, getting ready to go. Jake blew a, I think he blew a fuse in his head. He was like, oh shit, no sound. So they had to go find another head real quick. I was like, damn it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's always a bummer. That's when it's like kind of like a good test of your musicianship, though. It's like, you know, you still got to sound like, you still got to figure out a way to make it sound like you, you know?
Yep. Yeah. You can't use a totally different setup and sound completely different for whatever song you're playing. And I'll say, sounded great. You know, so good on him.
Awesome.
You guys are heading to Europe right after the US Lifeless tour, doing a month over there. Who are you guys headlining, or do you guys have direct support?
We're headlining the tour. It's gonna be a mix of that and then us playing a bunch of different festivals. So we're still waiting to get the final routing, but you know, we're playing some cool ones like Brutal Assault and Party Song, and a cool festival in, I believe, Dortmund, Germany. Yeah, it's gonna be a fun tour, you know, looking forward to it. And it looks like we're playing some of those fests with a lot of our friends, so that'll be a bonus to hang out in, you know, some other countries. So yeah, it'll be cool.
That'd be cool as shit. Is there a favorite festival for you that you either like playing or hope to be able to play one day?
Yeah, I'd love to play Hellfest again. I got to play Hellfest once with my old band Saviors, but I'd love to have Necrot or Vorlust play Hellfest one of these days. That's a great festival. Obscene Obscream would be great. I'd love to play Obscene Obscream, and I know the organizer Kirby, and he's such a killer guy. So it's like, you know, I'd like to make that happen eventually.
Obscene Obscream was a like some buddies of mine here, that was like one of their, that was the bucket list festival for them, and they're on that bill this year. So I'm like, fuck yeah, good for you guys. They probably have the craziest merch. They just released a single on a piece of pizza.
What do you like? Take a bite of the pizza, and there's like a memory stick inside there or something?
I don't even know, dude. Like, I see it, and I'm like, I kind of want to buy it just to see what the hell it is. But like, if the pizza's gonna rot, I don't want it sitting on my shelf. You know what I mean?
Wow, what's the band called?
Belushi Speedball.
Belushi Speedball. All right, I'll check it out.
Yeah, they're great, dude. They're a great crossover band, and it's I think so. The single on the piece of pizza is "My Favorite Color Is Pizza." They just released a song about Garth Brooks. Garth, please release my family or something like it. They're just a good time, like hilarious band, dude.
That's awesome.
All super solid musicians. What are you listening to currently?
Let's see. You mean as far as like new music, or it could be anything that I'm just into?
Let's shoot for new music, just to kind of put it out for anyone to dig into.
Okay, let's see the new music that I'm into right now. Well, I just saw that 1349 has a new single out that I'm excited to check out. I like the last album they did as far as metal goes. The new Khan8 record is pretty cool as far as like some heavy trippy doom stuff that I like. I think the new High on Fire is really good.
Yeah.
And I've actually like the more times I listen to it, the more I like it. I think it's their strongest album that they put out in a while. At least for me.
Yeah, I'm excited to see him. I'll go see him in a couple of weeks.
Awesome.
I
Yeah,
think.
they definitely like put down some super heavy tunes, and it goes into a lot of, I think it's kind of a return to form for them.
Yeah, super, super, again, another solid like piece of work. And I love to see the, I like bands putting out music, and I like that. I like seeing people talk about the new music, like, oh shit, this is such a good piece of work, you know, like return to form, like you were just saying. It's hard. I think with every band, sometimes you get a you get an album that is just a little too far off for them, and you're like, hold on, what are you guys doing there? But you know, so it's nice when they're pushing the envelope and trying to advance on their sound. Have you listened to Murphy's band at all, Blessed Black?
Yeah, he sent me some tracks, and it's those songs are really great. It's super cool, yeah.
Yeah.
And I hope that he's able to, those guys are able to, get on some cool stuff with those songs, those new, especially the new ones.
Yeah, the new ones, like the last, I mean, I guess they just finished, just released the third single from Seasons Volume 2. I feel like that, you know, from La Brea all the way up to this current work, it's, you know, you see them, you see Murphy really like feel like he finds his legs with his voice and his songwriting, and they've they're just really solid fucking songs, you know.
That's great, man. Yeah, I'm excited to hear this, all the new Bat songs that are coming out too. And then we're gonna take those guys on tour, and that's gonna rip. Like the first two singles they put out are real strong, and they have cool videos.
Yeah.
So everybody should go check out the new Bat
Yeah, it looks like they
too.
just had fun down in what, South America, I think.
Yeah, they went down there with Exciter.
Yeah. I bet that was a cool fucking tour to see.
Yeah, they told me they didn't have a lot of sleep, but it was super fun.
Well, if you're having fun, you don't need no sleep, right? So is there another band that, let me rephrase that. Is there a band that you all have played with that you were like, man, this is, I never thought we would be here doing this?
Well, probably that Cannibal Corpse and Morbid Angel tour we did. That was pretty next level.
Fuck. Fuck yeah.
And to be honest, the Black Dahlia tour that we did like really elevated our band a lot. I feel very fortunate to have Trevor and pick us to play that tour. And I think if it wasn't for him, we might not have gotten able to be able to do that Cannibal Corpse tour. And some of those shows were fucking badass, man.
Yeah, I can only imagine. I'm a little Cannibal Corpse guy.
Absolutely would like tour with Cannibal Corpse 100%.
Yeah.
I just noticed right behind you there.
Yeah. They just came through with Mayhem, Gore Guts, and Blood Incantation. And they played. There's a venue here. I've only been to that one show. It's like it's a 2,000 seat place. It's called Paris Town Hall. And that fucking thing sold out so fast. Like my head was spinning. It sold out so quick. Usually we're like 900 or 1,000 people, right, for most metal shows, of course, unless you're like Metallica, Slayer, or whatever. But and that one to sell out so fast at 2,000 seats, I was like, oh yeah, we're fucking thriving right now.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'd love to see you guys come back through.
That'd be cool. Maybe next year we'll be able to come back through Louisville after all that time.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll probably come catch one or two of the dates on the tour next month. Pretty excited for that.
Excellent.
Is there a band on the tour next month that you're really looking forward to seeing live?
Well, I'm really excited that we're bringing Street Tombs. They're a killer fucking band. They're from New Mexico, which is where I'm from originally. And our drummer, Chad, has been putting out their records on his label, Carbonized. So I'm real excited that they're joining us on the whole tour. Just really, really cool people and super great, like real thrashy death metal band. And I think they're a great choice for the tour.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to like dig into them.
Yeah, you're going to dig it for sure.
I love it. I've, you know, of course I'm an old school, like death metal guy. So the sound that you guys have really, reminds me of growing up listening to, you know, Incantation and fucking Morbid Angel and what have you.
That's great. That's cool.
Like real warm and welcoming, you know, like, oh, I remember this. Fuck yeah. Early on for you, is there like some bands that you saw or listened to that you're like, oh, that is why that's what I want to do?
I think I probably came into it playing more of an extreme type of music through probably because I started playing punk first. And you know, it's bands like Bad Brains and you know, all the early shit that I was listening to was like early Exploited, and you know, and then it just kind of got faster from there. You know, DRI was one. And then as I kind of got deeper into the underground stuff, I started going to shows and seeing bands like Born Against and Hell Nation, Capitalist Casualties, Man is a Bastard. And then, you know, I got super into Carcass and Napalm Death and Doom and bands like Sore Throat, Extremes, Noise, Terror. So it just sort of snowballed from there, you know. And then at the same time, I'm like listening to tons of Slayer and Celtic Frost and, you know, shit like Possessed. And by the time I got out to California, I was getting into stuff like Exodus and, you know, a lot of old school stuff. Pretty much, you know, this was kind of what led me to it. It was kind of a gradual progression, I would say. You know,
it doesn't seem anything gradual about that, going from, you know, Bad Brains and the Exploited. It, you know, you just go from, I think, one extreme to another, which is, you know, fantastic, because that, you know, punk now isn't like punk was way back when. You didn't have we don't have bands like Minor Threat now that, you know, you go to a show, at least in my experience, you know, you don't go to a lot of shows and people aren't getting like super rowdy. Well, I say that. I went to
know which shows you're going to, man, because you got some pretty rowdy underground punk hardcore shows where we live.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's just a lot of variety now, you know. I mean, it's there's so many subsets of different kinds of music and bands, and you know, you have bands that are like crossing over at different points, like punky death metal, or you know, hardcore is arguably a different genre now when I was younger.
Yeah.
You know, so it's kind of got more of like an East Coast sort of breakdown sound, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, I like some of that stuff. I really like you know, you're wearing a Sick of It All shirt, you know, and they're probably, I would say, my favorite East Coast hardcore band in that genre, you know. So they're just like killer live.
Oh fuck yeah, they are.
Yeah.
You know, Sick of It All and Hatebreed, I think, are the top two for me. You know, followed closely by like Agnostic Front and Madball, and you know, like you, right? I kind of branch out into a little bit of everything. Obviously, I really enjoy the hardcore. And I, you know, I said that, you know, I go to punk shows and they don't really get so crazy, but I'll say I was at one a couple of weeks ago and it got fucking crazy. And I was like, oh, this is what I like. I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm getting older and I don't get in the pit anymore because I don't want to blow out another shoulder or something. Yeah. Last pit I was in, I had to come out and have rotator cuff surgery.
Oof.
Yeah. Yeah. So put on the brakes of my old ass pretty quick.
I feel you.
Is there a live show that you remember as like the best live show that you've ever seen?
Best live show that I've ever seen. Man, I got to see Slayer when they first got original lineup after quite a bit of time, and they were doing like Haunting the Chapel and Rain and Blood and all those songs, and that was fucking savage, man.
God, that's fucking dope. There's not a lineup like that, you know, like I like all eras of Slayer, but my wife took me, oh, it's probably 15, 18 years ago. We went to a show and just, it was Slayer. It was the original lineup. And I just went fucking bonkers. And she's like, I've never seen you like this before. I'm like, yeah, you've never seen me at a Slayer show. It was real early in our relationship. So she was like, she's a hippie. So it's, you know, pretty different.
I've seen some Iron Maiden shows that were pretty close to a religious experience too. Definitely, they put on a good ass show.
Yeah, I mean the way Bruce is back and forth on that stage for 2 fucking hours.
Yeah, like, this, you know, that's probably why they play soccer so much, so they can keep running around, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I can only imagine what the lead up to tour is. He's out running a marathon every day just to make sure he's got, you know, the lung capacity.
Right.
That was Black Sabbath for me was a religious experience.
Oh, hell yeah.
Just Ozzy was, it was on the end, so it wasn't, they didn't have Bill Ward, but Ozzy sounded better than I think he had ever sounded any time I've seen him. and they were so fucking tight. I was just enthralled the entire night. Like, oh my God, can't believe I'm actually
That's
seeing
great.
this, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, the last time I saw Sabbath, I took a bunch of acid, and it was a full deal of just insanity. Oh my God.
I can only imagine.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. But
Yeah.
it was really good.
You're like,
I'll
the
put it
fairies
that.
really are wearing boots. Holy shit, man.
It was, man.
Oh, that's fucking awesome. So, with you guys hitting Europe, is there a town over there that you're really looking forward to being at?
Well, we're playing a lot of Eastern European stuff, which should be interesting. So, you know, I'm mostly excited to play some of the bigger festivals that we haven't gotten to play yet. So, that's kind of the appeal for me on this. You know, but it's cool to see some of that. Just some places like over there in Eastern Europe that are I've never been is an interesting part of Europe, you know.
Yeah.
Like we'll be in Slovenia and Serbia and Croatia and stuff like that. So it's always kind of a trip to check out.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder what that part of the world looks like.
It definitely has a older feeling vibe to it, you know.
Yeah. Cat, she's like starting to chew on my cords. I'm like, no. All right, Sonny, I know you've got to prepare for show tonight. I greatly appreciate you taking time out of your day to come hang out and chat with me.
Right on, man.
Dude, I look forward to seeing you guys.
Great. Well, thanks for having me on your podcast.
Thanks, brother. Have yourself a great night.
All right. Cheers.
See ya.